Hi, you are listening to Meditation Jam with Maria René, and this is a pod with Igniting Energy Meditations, designed to connect you with your own beautiful inner wisdom that I like to call your pure heart. That infinite, wise part of you that is connecting to all, but also comes with its own journey, its own challenges. And when we connect to this pure heart energy through the Igniting Meditations, it bypasses all these and goes straight to your core, so that you can open up and hear, feel, accept, and have fun with your beautiful self. And I see the energy as a key that unlocks parts of us. And I will also invite guests to speak about their work, experiences, journeys, and listen to their wisdom. So before we start, I would also like to just put out a little warning that please don't be driving while listening to the meditation or doing something that demands your full attention, because I know that for some this energy can put you into a deep relaxation, almost like sleep. So please no driving. Okay, so warm welcome and let's start this meditation jam. Warm welcome to today's energy meditation, and today we are connecting to a beautiful flow of life, a flow that is taking us to our heart's destination. And I won't say more, I want you to experience the energy and let your journey be your journey. So please get seated, comfortable, close your eyes, and let's do some meditation jam. And we start by taking a few deep breaths. Then imagine that where you are, sitting or lying down, that there is a pillar of red healing earth energy coming up from Mother Earth, and it's going through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing up and out into the sky and the universe. And we now have this red healing earth energy keeping us grounded on this journey. And imagine that there is a similar pillar of divine bright light, a universal energy that is coming from above, and it's going down through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing down into Mother Earth. We now have this universal energy keeping us balanced on this journey. And we take another deep breath. With your next breath, just let go of any thoughts that are trying to hold on, by just allowing them to move through you and out. Set your intention for this to be a peaceful and relaxing moment. And then with your next breath, just imagine yourself breathing in a beautiful, loving light. And it's moving through your body, all parts of your body. Helping you to relax, let go. And just be in this moment. Then imagine yourself out on the middle of the ocean in a beautiful boat, sailing boat. And it could be a boat or an ocean that you know, or just let whatever image comes to you be yours at this point. And it's a perfect day, the sun is up. You are handling this boat with ease. And it's a lovely wind that is carrying you forward. On this open ocean or water. Maybe you see some dolphins joining you, playing around your boat as it moves with the wind. And right now it is just a beautiful moment. Perfectly safe. You have everything under control, whether you know what to do or not. It's making you feel relaxed, at ease, and open to enjoy this beauty. The fresh air as it is sweeping your body. Maybe it's a little bit salty or just water, but in front of you there is an open space. And today you are letting the wind guide you, take you to your destination. So all you have to do is set your sails for smooth sailing and see where it takes you. You are going in the perfect pace for you. And the water is beautiful, shimmering all around you, like small diamonds on the surface. As you are sailing here, maybe you start to see a destination at the horizon. A It's a place where you feel joy, love and peace to arrive to. You may not yet see what it is, but you have a feeling of this being the destination for you right now. So you can just follow the wind as it is carrying you forward. Keep on enjoying the ride. And the closer you get to this place, maybe you start to see how it is covered in a beautiful ball of light or sphere of light, like a magical island or place. And the sphere, maybe it is see-through or in colors. It's pulsating out its energy, drawing you to come closer. And you are still feeling relaxed, enjoying this beautiful day, enjoying the water around you. And how easy it is to follow the flow, the wind, when you just relax, let go. And as we are getting even closer to your destination, maybe you start to see what it looks like in beautiful colors, like a paradise. Could be waterfalls, forests, beach, meadows, or whatever comes up to you. And there is also a sound, a beautiful sound that is filling the air. Connecting you even further to this place, your destination for now. And as you are starting to get really close, you may notice that you are joined by maybe dolphins, a whale, or any sea creature that comes to you with love and light, following you this last part. And there might also be some birds joining you high above in the sky, and they are all carrying you together with the boat to this place. is beautiful, loving place that is filled with so much beauty, joy. And excitement. Now, when you feel that you are just in front of it, allow yourself before entering to just take it in, your journey here. And this last part that is carrying you effortless. Until you reach the shore where you can step into this place, and maybe you see yourself jumping off the boat or carefully leaving this beautiful sailing boat too. Start to explore where you are with an open heart, peaceful body and a welcoming mind. And let any picture, image, feeling, sound that comes to you guide you. And if you don't see, feel or get anything, don't worry. Just by you being here, listening to this, the energy is doing the work for you, so you can just relax and keep on following. And see yourself exploring this place. With a sense of excitement and joy. Even though you may never been here, seeing that it is a magical place, you feel like you are recognizing your path, recognizing the energy, as if this is a spot where you always belonged, maybe dreamed about in any deep dreams in your unconscious mind. It feels very familiar and comfortable. So we take another deep breath and just take this in, this beautiful space that you have arrived to, your destination for now. And if there is anything in your life right now where you would like some clarity, some guidance from your beautiful heart and energy, then see yourself writing that in in the sand on the beach or on a piece of paper or just write it in the air. Could be anything that you know that you've been thinking about, wondering. And if you can't think of anything, then ask your energy to do this for you. And as you're asking this here in this beautiful place, set your intention for the answer to arrive in a way that you can understand, trust and act upon. And then just let it go, see how it is erased by the water on the beach, moving up, or for the wind to take the piece of paper, send it away into this magical place. And then allow the answer to arrive when you are ready and open to hear. And allow yourself to let go of any further dwelling, analyzing, trying to fix or control. Just let it float out into the space for an answer to arrive that comes from your heart, aligned with the universe. And if you like, you can explore this place further or just sit down and enjoy the feeling of being here. The feeling of feeling so at home in all this beauty and magic. Now we take another deep breath. You can come back and revisit this space as often as you like. We start to come back into our body, back into the place where you started. Maybe set your intention for this energy to keep expanding in your day and life. And we give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Universe and our Higher Self for joining us today. And you can start to come fully back into your body. Start to move your hands, your feet, your neck. Maybe clap your hands and stamp your feet. Do a little dance and have a beautiful day. Satnam. So, ahoy, and welcome back from that, I don't know, uplifting, soothing, homecoming, just beautiful energy that we connected to. And in a way, I felt like it was like a homecoming, but it wasn't like we have one space that is our home. It's like we have several. So this was one space at this point. And right now, this is what it looked like. And we started off in a beautiful, big or small, whatever you saw, sailing boat, where even if you know how to sail or not, right now you had totally control in how to steer the boat. And I felt that this was, in a way, us moving through life at this point. That when we trust that we got it, when we trust that we know what to do, then we can let go of trying so hard, of pushing and maybe pulling, and just let life take us where we are meant to go at this point, and life being the wind that just took us forward beautifully calm and with still some speed and sense of action. So I did, even though there was a peaceful energy, I felt like there was action in it. And I feel that is what, if you're listening to this when it's being released, we've just entered May 2024. And I feel the energy of this month is just that. It is taking us forward when we let it. Not in an uncomfortable way, but in a way where we are being led in a way that we haven't been before. And for us, it is to open our mind, heart, and day to this, and not stop and say, no, I haven't done this, so I shouldn't do it now, or I always do this, so I should keep on doing this. If that's what you feel like you have your inner pull to do, then absolutely, it's not about changing anything just because of there has to be a change, but it's more like following the flow and being open and aware to its directions and allowing it to take us into maybe new directions or old directions. Whatever comes, let that be your path. When we start to try and control the wind or life, when we start to push it or pull it, then the sailing isn't as smooth. Then it becomes more of a work. And I know that we are so engraved with you have to work hard to achieve. And working hard isn't, I don't feel like that is a bad thing or a good thing. It is just a thing. So sometimes we are, when the flow comes, I mean, I think we all know that when we are enjoying what we are doing or we have a goal that we are striving towards, then working hard doesn't really feel like that. It feels like we are just doing what we want to do. And then other times we can just do the smallest thing and it has a huge impact. So I feel like the notion of how to move through the day, it's been going on for so long, but it's getting stronger, that it is not about struggle. It is not about only achieving. It is about following the flow. And if the flow tells you to sit down in the boat, raise your sails, and then let it take you, then that's what we should do. And another time the flow could say, like, well, let's jump off and see and explore what's here. So I felt this energy was a lot about us moving through life and going deeper with that sense of trusting our flow, our heart, our energy, and knowing that when we tap into ourselves, when we tap into our heart, it always has our best interest in mind, as well as everyone around, because we are connected. So it's not like we are going to be a massive ego. We don't have to fear that, because we will never be, as long as we are connected to our heart. And then when we got to land, to this beautiful, magical, like a Disney movie, that's how I saw it, was so filled with colors and plants and everything, and the water crystal clear, and we had sea creatures taking us there, and we have birds joining us. It's like we were in such a symphony with nature to get to our spot. And when we got there and jumped to land, then we could ask a question, something that we have been maybe dwelling over or just curious about, or Maybe something came up that you didn't even know that you were curious about. So we ask that question there and then let, again, the flow of life take the question and come back with the answer when it's time for you. So that could be instantly. Maybe you got the answer straight away and that's lovely. Or maybe you will get it tomorrow, or maybe you will get it in a half year. It's time. So don't press the time. Just allow the answer to come, but let go of the question, because now you have asked it and your heart is ready to show you. So the more you try to untangle whatever it might be, the harder you will pull the knots. That old saying, I know, but it worked for this. So having asked what it is you wanted to clear up or know, and then let that thought and question go and just be aware of when the answer comes. So that is one reason why I also always recommend journaling after these journeys, because we think we will remember, but we won't. Because there are so much happening and there are so many transformations taking place, and we are shifting and changing and being molded, and we are letting go of a lot of things. So there, I feel that there is so many things happening that if I don't journal, then it's very easy to not notice when it happens. And when we notice it, it's not like if we don't notice it, that didn't happen. But when we notice, it's like we are grounding it further. It's like we are seeing it and saying, okay. And then we can also have the opportunity to send our gratitude, which makes the energy that we are working with even more eager to show up to us. So yeah, please journal if that's for you, or talk. Maybe you are a talker and talk into your recorder, or maybe you're a painter and express it into paint, or whatever is your vibe, but just get it out and then be aware when the answer arrives. So a lovely energy, and I hope you felt it. And as always, if you fall asleep or think about something else, don't worry, the energy is still doing the work for you. So you have taken one step closer to follow the flow of your life and for that smoother sailing and getting to that beautiful destination that I in a way felt was our heart. So maybe that's where we are trying to travel, to our pure heart, our inner light, because it felt so much like at home and so right. Yeah, so, and if again you are listening to this as it's being released, I have a few live events in May, and there's a pure heart ignition, there is a moon meditation, and there is next week I'm going live to talk about releasing unhealthy control. So that, I feel that came very that goes very hand in hand what we were working with today, but that's more of a talk, it's not a meditation. And you will find all my live events on the wellness app Insight Timer. It's free, and you just have show up at the time when I'm going live, because it's not recorded in that sense. So most welcome, and you will find the dates and times on my social media, on my webpage, as well as on my teacher page at Insight Timer. And also right now, I am getting closer to the release of my book. It's been like an elephant birth. I feel it's been very long, but now I'm like in the final stage of pressing that release button. So I have an exclusive offer. I will have about 10 books that I can put some extra magic, sign, and put in a personal message, and I also have some other things around that. So if you want to pre-order your book with some extra pure heart energy, then check out my webpage where it says book, and then you have more information there if it hasn't run out when you are listening to this. Then you can send me a message and let's see what we can do. But otherwise, when it's out, it will be in your bookstores, on Amazon, and all these places where you can buy your book. So it's so exciting. And the book is called Pure, Raw and Happy, How to Navigate a More Joyful New Way of Life, straight from your heart. So it's like a 7-step guidebook where I share my story. I give you some tools, tips. There are meditations and a lot of energy. So I really hope you will enjoy it. And if you also want to go deeper on your journey, then please check out my coach programs on my webpage. And my mission is to ignite your life force and activate your purpose. Because I know from experience when that is up and running, when we are in contact with ourselves, our heart, our purpose, then life becomes more joyful. Joyful in the way that it is comfortable and peaceful even when setbacks arrive. So it's not about not experiencing anything that you have to work your way through, but doing it from another energy. An energy that got your back. An energy where you feel confident and maybe even excited to move through. And I feel that there is such a buzz going on in the world all around us. There are so many things happening. We are constantly online. And then we have few moments where we step into nature, if we are lucky, and have nature in our surroundings. And it's so easy to get lost, to lose yourself, your inner life force, the one that is moving you forward like this sailing boat, the one that is wanting you to have the beautiful, loving life that we are all here to have. So awakening that and igniting that, it is a beautiful tool. And I've experienced it myself. I know the shift that it makes when we connect to this, and I just love to share it. So that's on my webpage, and I'm so truly thankful for you joining here today, and I hope you enjoy the journey. So have a lovely time. Until the next time, Satnam. You have been listening to Meditation Jam with Maria Rinne, and I am so grateful that you have joined today with your energy. If you liked it, please remember to subscribe, hit the like button, and leave a review if there was something specific that you enjoyed. And you will find more links in the text below from my guests and also to my social media if you like to follow me there. So thank you again for joining, and I hope you have a beautiful day, week, and month. Satnam.